Dr. James Hurley is with us on the KRLD news line from Tarleton State University, and the campus getting $65 million to build a new College of Health Science and Human Services building in Stephenville, and some more money to expand the Fort Worth campus as well. There are exciting things happening at Tarleton. What is this money and this project going to do to the university?
Well, first and foremost, we're so thankful for the legislators that supported this initiative that used to be, as you know, John, titled TRBs. We're certainly recoining that as it should be. It's really a game changer, in particular for the Stephenville community. It allows us to take this base of $65 million and then add to with some PUF funding and some other internal funding to build a facility that will be second to none in the College of Allied Health. And if you remember in the session, the regular session, we received a $2 million special item from the legislators to allow us to start programmatic development around the physician's assistance program, a doctorate in occupational therapy, a doctorate in physical therapy, and also double our nursing class over the next 4 to 5 years. So we're really, really excited. We need more allied health practitioners. We certainly need more nurses. This is going to be a real game changer for these rural counties in North Central Texas that desperately need practitioners.
It's exactly where I was going to go, because we know in North Texas, I mean, you know, in this big area, this densely populated area right here where we are, it is needed to have more healthcare workers, of course. But what does it do for communities like a Stephenville or like a Dublin or what else is down there, like a HICO, in order to increase the resources that are available? Because if people haven't lived in rural communities before and don't know how difficult sometimes it can be to get these medical resources, it really can be a struggle, can't it?
Yeah, absolutely, John. And that's exactly what our feasibility study displayed. A lot of individuals in Texas, but also let's think about across the nation, in even urban or rural populations, because we have such a tremendous growth in population and fewer going into those allied health fields, then the disparity occurs and rears its ugly head. And then when you don't have access, that's the problem. And we want to enhance the pipeline to access.
How does this expand what Tarleton is doing? Already explosive growth, but how does it help as you try to up the tier of Tarleton? You've been doing such a great job with that over the last few years, but how does it help with your standing among other universities, not only in Texas, but across the country?
And it's a great point. I mean, it points back to the strategic plan that we just developed as an institution, and it was an organic strategic plan that involved a lot of faculty, a lot of staff, students, donors, alumni, board of regents, Chancellor Sharp. Everyone was involved in knowing the process, understanding the process, and also where we want to be in 10 years. And with that 2030, a lot of people, when I first said we want to build a 10-year strategic plan, they kind of rolled their eyes and thought, 10 years? Heck, we're in the midst of a once in a 100-year pandemic, and we're thinking about the next 10 years, but it's really played out well, and we're seeing light at the end of the tunnel with COVID-19, obviously, and now we're starting to emerge with just tremendous opportunities because we were aggressive when a lot of the institutions across the country were just in survival mode. We really went into thrive mode, and it's paid off. So this is a game changer to change the academic pedigree, if you will, of the institution. It increases the number of research doctorates that we're offering. So, again, it strengthens our R2 status as an institution and starts putting us in a position to really think about becoming that R1 institution, you know, maybe by the year 2030.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.